Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Reverse Cowboy.
You'll come across like, it's always two fellas, it's always two men.
Mm.
It's always a bloke, two blokes who work together. And they're always the same age. And they're normally like electrician and a carpenter. Anyway, it's really hard to explain, but sometimes you get to watch them and they only talk in... So they'll be doing something. One of them will just be passing a screwdriver to the next one or whatever, or a cup of tea or whatever. And the whole conversation is like... thanking ye, kind sir, for the screwdriver. And then the other one will be like, some kind of medieval play.
They've somehow developed this way of conversing through spending too much time together.
Yeah, where they've become like little hobbit.
Yeah, that's how you mean. But there's always one of them who's the boss, like, is the alpha.
Oh, yeah.
And the other one's just trying to keep up.
They're not fully fledged battle reenactment guys. They just slip into that when they're at work.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I was at work years ago. Watching this bloke, and he was every form of communication that came out of his mouth was kind of like it was crazy Robin Hood stuff. But it wasn't just Robin Hood stuff. It was then he'd switch it up into like, I don't know, science fiction or whatever.
Yeah, I've seen it before where they'll go, you'll be stood in the way, and they'll be like, they'll go, I am a robot, move, you better move or I will exterminate you. Yeah, and you're like, what?
He didn't ever do that
out of nowhere.
Yeah. I mean, I would have laughed.
I've had that.
Yeah, well,
I don't know. Behind a bar once, this older bloke behind a bar, he was definitely not cool at school, but he thought he was cool because he was the oldest one there working behind his bar. And he was like, out of my way, humanoid, I will destroy you. And you're like, what? Like behind the bar because you were stood in his way when he wanted to get to the glass cleaner or something.
Right. That's clear, blatant autism, isn't it? Robotic level.
Something like that.
Yeah, for sure. So, what, he just did that for no reason? You didn't know?
Yeah, I knew. I mean, I worked with him, and he was superior to me in the workplace behind the bar. Right. But to use that method of communication is a bit odd, but you know, I was like, yeah, whatever, mate.
It is odd.
I saw him on Facebook a bit ago. He's got a little Downsy kid.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Not shit. Beautiful. No, but you know what I mean? Like, what am I supposed to do? No.
Such a funny reaction. Yeah, you know what
I
mean? Something like that.
You know, especially, I didn't know what to say, so yeah. Oh, bless him. Bless him, man. So, yeah. But what else was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Imagine you're walking up a supermarket aisle and there's room for two, and you are walking down the middle of it, and one person, normally a woman, is approaching you walking down the middle of it.
Mm.
And then as you get to each other, you both look up, see each other, and you both go the same way.
Yeah. Oh, sorry.
And then back the other way.
Oh, bloody hell.
And normally, it kind of burns out after two or three the same ways.
It's bad, but it doesn't.
No, but what I'm saying is, in the history of time, globally, how long has someone been like
doing the back and forth?
Yeah, because it's maths.
I've done it I've done it uncomfortably long.
No, I've probably done 5 or 6 at a max.
Yeah.
That's just me. Now multiply that by the global popo.
Yeah, at one point in time.
Another Ramadan festival.
At one point in time, the two like most likely candidates for fucking that up will have met in the supermarket aisle. And they might still be there doing it now.
I love that kind of stuff. I love a bit of serendipity.
Yeah, they might just be there now, still doing it.
Sliding doors.
Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Someone's stuck in the glitch in the Matrix.
Yeah.
Just going the same way, like a jigabug or whatever they call it. Mm.
We got talking word? Of supermarkets. You know, we were talking about women shitting in supermarkets, which is a common global occurrence. Yeah. You know, if anyone doesn't believe us, just Google it. Yeah. Like, women are shitting in supermarkets. I think it was our one female, Lizzie, you know, our female correspondent. I think it was her. If it's not you, Lizzie, sorry. And if it's someone else, sorry for not acknowledging you.
Christy, he's a fucking girl, is she?
Christy is, yeah, but he never comments, does he? Anyway, someone said the reason they do that is because when they've had kids, it makes their arsehole and their fanny loose, so they just have to get one out. Yeah. I thought, they're not shitting kids out these days, are they?
Kids batter a minch, aren't they?
Well, I've not got one. But you know.
Fucking, I'd hate to be a woman. I hate it.
Well.
That is a bullshit life.
I'm going to edit that so it just says, I hate women.
No, but it isn't it? I've full sympathy for them. Like, it is a bullshit life.
I think it's harder than being a man a lot of the time.
You're not wrong. The gift of giving birth is probably an amazing feat.
I don't want that gift. It looks fucking horrible.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck that.
I'm all right for that, thanks.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, like, talk about tough luck. Periods, for one, for your whole life, until you have the menopause, which is shit. Mm. And then in between, you've got to have fucking childbirth.
Shout out to women. Well done for being a woman and
persevering. But women
persevering.
Work their asses off in the workplace.
Just to get the same amount of money as a bloody bloke.
And it's not on, guys.
It's not on. And I'm just like, I fucking respect every single one of you women. And I just want to say, men, do a little bit harder. Yeah, work a bit harder.
Get a life. And guys, when you stop dragging your knuckles along the floor behind you guys, okay, you Neanderthals.
And if you think I'm just doing this to get a bit of clunge, yeah, then think again, buddy. I'm not interested.
It's not for the clout. It's not for the clout. It's because I respect women.
Anyway.
I saw my children be born.
I am single. And my DMs are open.
People, the old TikTokers, they're still out there.
Oh, God. I mean, it's just bringing out the worst in people. Isn't it?
Reverse cowboy.
So, how have you been, mate? Have you done anything interesting?
No. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I do loads of interesting stuff, bro. I saved a kid. My second kid that I've saved. No, third kid that I've saved.
What do you mean? Go on, tell the story.
Running along on his own, crying.
Right.
In Greenwich. Like, and he was
when time began?
3 years old, maybe. Just what running along crying.
Who owns a 3-year-old and lets it run free?
Yeah, and I'm walking along with my two kids and I saw him and I said, wait there. And I walked over to him and I said, bro. Not bro, like, mate, what's wrong with you?
Geezer.
Mum. I knew he'd lost his mum. But immediately, you don't want to get too close to him, so I kind of like lifted his hand aloft like a boxer.
Yeah, because you don't want someone to say, beat
him. As if to say, I'm not trying to take him, I'm just showing him to the world. I felt like putting him on my shoulders.
You're not allowed, though, are you? They'd come over and knock you out and think you were nicking him.
I said to him, he lost his mum, and he was kind of crying, and he said, yeah, you know, I have, and I didn't know what to do, so I kind of said to the few people around me, his kid's lost his mum, and he hadn't seen his mum, and then, you know, whatever, 10 seconds or later, she came running over and just took him off me and started screaming at him, yeah.
Did she say anything to you?
No, not a word. But, no. I mean, like, fair play, you...
No, I know what you mean.
I'm not expecting a fucking medal, do you know what I mean? But straight away screaming at him, and I said, leave him alone, he's upset. He's upset. He's upset.
She'll have been scared, though.
Nah, she was a piece of shit, weighing at a slob.
Oh, fucking
no. A proper one. I had a few looks at her as I was walking away. I thought, like, oh, God, what a mess. No, honestly.
You dirty bitch.
Honestly, she was that bad, I nearly did a watercolour of her when I got home.
Right, well, I wish you had done.
I saved a kid, and I saved a kid the other month, and I've saved a kid before. So
why are you on your own with kids?
I did also build a kid trap once.
You saved them from that.
On Sandbags Beach, I built a kid trap.
Were you a kid?
Hole about 6 foot deep.
Was that when you went there recently?
No, it wasn't. It was a couple of years ago, but yeah, recent-ish. Recent history.
Tell us the story of this.
I was just with my bird on the beach.
Let's catch some kids. Fucking Myra and Ian.
It started off just being a little hole. And as I kept digging and digging and digging. I ended up being able to kind of like stand in this hole.
You can't stop when you start digging, can
you? Yeah, and I can't stop. I'm a perfectionist, and I was just trying to get in the perfect circle, the smooth circle. Yeah,
beautiful, like a pit.
Yeah, it was like a sculpture.
But it was like that thing in Silence of the Lambs where the girl's down it.
It was like, for anyone who's got an art degree, it was like an Anish Kapoor sculpture, but inverted into the sand.
It's not a Turner winning prize, that sounds like.
Exactly that, my friend. Young man, actually. I'll have you know. Thank you very much.
Thank you. How many kids did you catch?
It was so perfect. Well, I should have. Now I've got kids. I often think about my kid trap and I think, why didn't I kick all the sand in when I left? Because I actually left it and kind of giggled that it was a kid trap.
Because they've got eyes.
It's like a manhole. Imagine a manhole made of sand.
Well, they're really quite small, but like deep.
Listen, it would swallow a kid up. it wouldn't collapse on him. It was a hole. It wasn't like a trap.
I think we've spoken about this before, though. But when we were kids, like the biggest threat to you...
Quicksand.
Like, quicksand and strangers.
And the Chelsea Smilers.
Yeah, we didn't have that up north. Strangers was just a schoolyard name for a paedophile.
Fleshers.
So they'd be like... No, they weren't a threat. They were just like idiots. But stranger was someone... Stranger was someone who would offer you puppies and then they'd do something bad to you. And you didn't know what it was, but it was bad. And you might not see mum and dad again. That's what the videos told you. And what you had to do if you saw a stranger is you had to stand with your mates around them and go, stranger, danger, stranger. that's what they taught us to do. Did they teach you to do that?
No.
Yeah, so kids had to surround strange blokes, clapping their hands with strangers.
Really?
Imagine that was on the guidance.
Imagine that happened to me in Greenwich.
Imagine, I bet it happened to loads of innocent blokes. It's like walking the dog. What the fuck?
An era, an era of getting...
Stranger. And if I'd have been a bit older, because I was about 5 when they told me that, if I'd have been like 10 when I was a little cunt, me and my mates would have done it to people for a laugh. Mm. You know what I mean? We'd have gone up to random blokes and surrounded them and done stranger danger.
Yeah. I think if I was about 10, I'd know to like be able to pedo an adult off.
Yeah.
As banter. I'm pretty sure I used to do it in school.
Yeah, I mean...
Maybe.
I can't remember.
But being a pedo wasn't as like...
It was all right back then.
Yeah, it was all right then, wasn't it?
Mm, they just said, oh, he's a bit funny.
When we were kids, it was all right.
Yeah, it's fine. We had bigger things to worry about, actually.
Build your experience up. It's cutting the shit out of the bottom of your trainer. Dog shit.
Oh, I mean, that was smelly art, wasn't it?
Grip dependent, wasn't it? How long you were there for?
Yeah, once there was this guy, and it's really mean this actually, but he was visiting his elderly mother, which was like her house overlooked where we used to play football and like hang out as teenagers when we were about 13, and the BDP crew near the back of the bus. And anyway, he came one day and he started giving us some shit for something, and like he was probably in his 40s, and we were like, fuck off.
Sounds cool. Who is he?
He's just, I don't know, let's call him Steve. He was like giving us some shit, can't remember why. Good. And then my mate Joey was the naughtiest kid. He went and he got all the dog shit on a lolly stick and he wiped it underneath the guy's car door handles. Oh. Yeah, like, which, you know,
nah.
Horrible. So then this guy,
imagine that as an adult.
I know, yeah, horrible. But then this guy, so we all just sat there waiting then for him to come out, because it's funny, isn't it, when you're a teenager.
Yeah,
I was probably 12. Horrible little shits. Anyway, and this guy comes out and you see him and he puts his hand on the... Anyway, oh, fucking hell. You know, like that. And we were all like, because he'd been giving us a lot of shit. He stormed over. He's washing his hand in the lodge and then he grips one of my mates like up by the throat.
Oh, you know, his shitty hand.
Yeah, like grips one of our friends up by the throat, lifts him in the air.
Fingers.
Yeah, and he was like, started beating up kids, basically.
Yeah, good. Yeah. But
but then we all twatted him.
Oh man, what a nightmare morning he's had.
We didn't twat him, but I remember.
Oh, geezer, do you know what I mean? What was he doing wrong?
He had a massive go at us for nothing, was calling us little wankers and stuff. But yeah, we were little wankers.
Yeah.
I can't remember the full details.
You're like Mizzy. You and your
No, I'm not.
Mizzy, yeah?
I wasn't.
Oh, bullying people.
He started punching kids.
Good.
I mean, yeah.
He needed little.
Yeah, but there was another guy there who lived overlooking the thing, and we called him Psycho Baldy, and he was, because he was bald and he was psycho. And we used to just wind him up just for a chase. Like, he'd chase us, you know, he was...
Bald people have got so many better nicknames than Psycho Bald. Like, if you know anyone bald and you're not calling them Right Said Fred, you're doing it wrong.
Well, it was past that era, mate.
Gail Porter, the top, the elite...
It was pre-Gail Porter, post-Right Said Fred. It was the bald no man's land.
Right, Kojak is an old school one.
Yeah.
Before, you were waiting for your next baldy.
Yeah, it was before Gail Porter was even on the scene, before she got her tits out and was fit, and then before she went bald. Talking of boardies, shout out to Sinead O'Connor. Big loss.
I'm going to shout her out later because I'm going to be performing as Sinead O'Connor at the end of today's show in honour.
Have you got a bald wig ready? Bald cap?
No, I haven't.
No, what a woman.
She was more than a bald head, mate.
She was.
Have I ever told you? I've told you. I'm not even going to mention it. You know the old playing card with a bald woman with a cum on top of her head?
I can't remember that. Tell me that again.
So my dad used to have a set of playing cards.
You know, naughty ones.
Spanish porno cards.
Yeah, I've got some at home.
And they were all pretty normal, kind of like 90s hairy minge, big tits.
Yeah.
Buffon hairstyle, Jackie Collins shit. But one card randomly had like a skinhead woman, a bit like Sinead O'Connor, and like some geese were just obviously wanked on top of her head.
I mean,
and she was just sitting there kind of grinning.
Just Sinead come on
her. A little cum splat on her head.
Yeah, I mean, wow.
So, yeah, shout out her as well.
Yeah, why not?
If all you want to talk about is bald heads, if you're going to reduce Sinead O'Connor down to a bald head, then let's just talk about her like as if she was a playing card and play the game.
No.
I don't hate Sinead O'Connor. Hate the game.
I don't hate her at all. I never had a bad word to say about her. Do you remember when 2011-ish she was very publicly looking for a boyfriend?
The amount of
fucking wacky backy and was snorting. God, I don't remember those years. I was fucking out on the street.
I don't remember a thing from my whole entire life, so shoot.
Right, so she was very publicly looking for a boyfriend. Right, she was like, I want a boyfriend.
Oh, Sinead.
Yeah, this is like back in the day. So she decided to do a load of tweets about it, but she got really horny on it. And she was tweeting, a good 9-incher all up the chocolate whiz way would probably take my mind off it.
Who said that?
Sinead.
Oh, I've gone right off her.
No, she was...
No, who the fuck says that? What kind of...
She was being funny.
That's not funny.
I think it is. Then no, she put
a woman talk saying chocolate whiz way.
She says, I'm going
fucking hell, your bird calls it the chocolate whiz way. Go on, what's her next crime?
Going for a nice relaxing wank in a bath now after that busy week. That's alright. I mean, not everyone needs to know.
One, a woman can never call fingering herself a wank. No, it's true. A woman calling it a wank. No, you know. Talk to me about this. It's weird. Winking.
What do they meant to call it? A little pussy rub.
I'm fingering myself. Touching myself.
I'm touching myself femininely.
No, yeah.
I don't really care what they call it, mate.
I do.
Well, that's on you.
Well, it's a radio show, isn't it?
No. Nobody put us on
there. You know what I mean?
So she just got very horny on there. There was a really funny one.
I thought she's meant to be a Muslim, isn't she? That's not very good. She needs to show to your mum.
Went to the doctor. He told me to stop wanking. I said, why? He said, because I'm trying to examine you.
Yeah, but she sounds like an in-betweener.
No.
She sounds like us. You sure you're not reading your own tweets out?
No, just to clarify, minges, gashes and gowls are very rotten, rancid, stinky vaginas like mine. That's what she said.
Again?
She went mad. She had mental health problems. Like, don't, she had bipolar.
Yeah, but, like, whatever, your actions, like, I'm not going to, you don't judge someone on a few silly
things. I think it's funny.
But do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not singing her song anymore, no way.
No, you've got to, it's a beautiful song.
No, I'm not.
And she was tweeting, she fancied Russell Brand, right? And she was tweeting him at the time and she was going, come on, Russell, meet me. Come and horse one up me.
No, mate.
I like her. No. I think she's funny.
Yeah, how have you done that, man? It's mental that you've been able to do that.
What?
No, what I'm saying is, like, a woman I've always really, just off the back of one song, I always thought, oh, what an angel, what a graceful, look at her crying while she's doing the video. Beautiful.
That's kind of you just created this angelic version of her.
Scottish widow. Like, you know, like the Scottish widow.
No, she's just a powerful, outspoken woman. That's why she wasn't allowed. She was amazing. She was amazing.
Like the crying version.
No, that's she's acting.
You know, she's a good actress. But I just. No, she shattered my illusions.
Well, I still love you, Sinead, wherever you are.
Me. She's the type of woman. She's shit in a supermarket.
Well, so what? She did fucking nothing compares to you.
Yeah, but let's have it right. Old Robert Prince Jr. wrote it, didn't he?
There's been a lot of spineless... like, a lot of people were mean to Sinead O'Connor in her life, weren't they? They were all like, they were taking the piss out of her because of mental health problems and things like those tweets and stuff like that.
I always defended her, but...
No, I did, but I didn't really talk about that much. But now they're all coming out of the woodwork as they did, going, oh my God, fearless, powerful woman, outspoken, you know, to the end. Like, you know, and no wonder she killed herself. Nobody liked her when she was alive.
Oh, really?
Everyone was bullying her, yeah. Like, Morrissey, he did an amazing open letter about her. He says, you only praise her now only because it's too late. You didn't have the guts to support when she was alive and she was looking for you. He's a great writer for a racist.
Fucking hell, you know a lot, but
She lost her son to suicide last year, didn't she? Poor woman.
Was that last year?
Poor woman, yeah. That's what sent her down.
I thought that was years ago.
No, it was last year. Son killed himself. So that's what's tipped her over the edge, the poor woman.
Yeah, well, she killed herself in, did she?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Katie Price's tooth has fallen out during live video.
That's a cracker.
Oh, Sinead, lovely pictures of her. She was a very beautiful woman.
Katie Price has got a massive gap between her legs. Honestly, if you ever see, like, is it big enough for another leg?
What do you mean?
You know that area, what was it called?
Everyone wanted it a few years ago. They were talking about the girls.
The triangle area.
The thigh gap, was it?
Yeah. That, like, you know,
if you've not got that, you're a minga.
Well, I don't know, but her, like, I'd say she's just got a really wide, she's got a really broad fanny plate.
Yeah.
That's the cool.
Yeah. So, do you reckon it's like a 12-inch dinner plate when you open it up?
Fanny plate, you know, like...
I mean, Harvey's head came out of it, to be fair.
Like, where our dick hangs down. It's a bit like...
Yours hangs down?
No, but you know at your back, you've got your tailbone.
Yeah.
Yeah? So imagine your skeleton. At the back, you've got a tailbone. At the front, like, if you feel now with your hands, you've got, like, in your skeleton, you've got, like, a, you know, your dick's coming out of a bone area, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, what's that?
Pubis.
Pubis. Yeah. So what I'm saying is, ours is shaped differently to their pubis. So they've got, like, a fanny plate.
It's like Ross, it's like a, Ross Kemp's head.
No, it's like a ledge. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. You know, like, imagine if you're...
Yeah, when you touch a lady's part.
You put your hand down there, it's like you go down. And
yeah, there's a ridge.
There's a ridge. Yeah, like a fanny plate. That's what I'm saying.
Hers is massive.
Really wide.
It's
not
like
deep, wide. So what I'm saying is, you could get a third leg in there. She's a fucker. She is.
Yeah.
I've spotted it. Listen, mate.
You've had a good look.
Yeah, I've spotted it years ago, and I've always kept my eye out for it. And she has got a fucking really wide plate. Reverse
cowboy. Hey, do you want to ask me what I've been up to?
No.
All right, fine. Don't.
No, go on. What have you been up to?
I
was going to ask you. Anyway.
I spent $20,000 transforming myself into a border collie.
Mm.
Yeah. So
it's not a bad idea.
I've been out this week posting videos of myself eating dog food, walking.
That is an amazing transformation.
This what I'm referring to. If you've not seen it, there's a guy in Japan who has transformed himself into a border collie, and he. It looks exactly like a border collie. And he's taking walks in public now. He's got to be doing this for sexual reasons. He's horny in there, isn't he? Like, with the girl with the lead around his neck. He's getting home and he's like...
That's how a lot of people dress up for sexual reasons. Parade themselves about.
Yeah, we'll share this. Other dogs are coming over to it. Maybe he wants other dogs to bum him.
I'm sorry for sneezing.
He probably does
want to have a dog to bum him. Yeah, it's just, I don't know, but what an amazing transfer. I've seen much worse.
I mean, if you made that suit, that dog hat, and that dog suit, you'd want 20 grand for it because it's fantastic.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah, like, the hair alone is worth 20 grand.
Yeah, it's definitely a real dog's head. He's like, it's just hollowed out.
I think there's a... I'm pretty sure it's a lion suit. It's not cheap. It's like a couple of grand, maybe.
Right.
But it's spectacular.
Right, well, let's get it with the pigeon money.
I was looking at it.
I used to dress up as a wolf, didn't I? I've told you.
Did you?
Yeah, I used to do it at the theme park.
You know, we did once. Oh, we handcuffed a girl to the fucking bar.
I mean, if the police are listening, I wasn't involved.
This girl was so annoying. One of us had...
I don't know if that's an excuse.
No, I know, it's out of order, but one of us had handcuffs.
Whoa.
And she was just stood at the bar and she was so annoying. We just handcuffed her to the bar and chucked the key away. It's bad,
mate,
isn't it? Really bad.
You often announce crimes you've done in the past, don't you? And if anybody actually listened to this, you'd be in jail.
Historical.
Yeah, you're like, well, I was fucking through a tramp in the Thames. No, he drowned.
It wasn't me. It wasn't even me, but it was like, yeah, I just...
Yeah, you mad cunt.
Kind of a funny story. Flame bar.
Yeah.
I'm just giving away the location as well, and I said, probably is a crime. I just made it a crime. Reverse
cowboy. So, my mate Tom, one of my oldest friends.
How old is he?
I'm not shagging him, so he's not old enough for that. So, anyway, he works in an autistic home. Oh, right.
Lucky him.
I know, yeah. It's like a tough job, I believe. But he was telling me that. He's telling me they had a work training day the other week. And this guy came in and he was like, right, I need everyone to think of offensive terms for disabled people and write them down. Write them down on the whiteboard. So people were putting their hands up and going, spaz! Yeah, monk!
Dream Christian, isn't it?
Yeah. And he said he was like,
a very boring day's training enjoyable when the instructor asked you
He
that.
Said he was like crying inside, but couldn't do it. You know, they couldn't laugh because everyone's like, you know, like, retard.
I'd get the giggles.
Mongo.
I'd get the giggles bad.
It's the funniest thing ever. But yeah, good, good, good. Well done. Yeah, Mong. That's right, Thomas.
When my missus was pregnant the first time, I used to go to them ATL meetings or whatever they're called. Uh-huh. Ready for a baby.
Oh, like prenatal classes.
And I went to a few of them with her, and I just got the fucking giggles badly in there. And I had like a little room of 20 adults watching me laugh for about, felt like about 60 seconds.
Yeah.
And I went, okay, so we're just gonna wait for Leo to calm down. And the longer it went on, and you know what having the giggles is like, the worse it got, the more I couldn't stop. I was then giggling about having the giggles and how awkward it was. And they hated me, this bunch, honestly.
No, I can't stop sometimes, me.
I love it. That's the best feeling in the world.
So, went to the zoo near my house the other day, and I was like, something to do. And
London Zoo?
No, this one out in the country. There was just nothing there. They just like ripped me off, you know what I mean? So not there, I was pissed off. But I've reached that stage in my life where I go on Yelp and do a review and go, you know, terrible food, terrible, you know, I'm just that miserable. But anyway, there's a woman who went to a zoo and she's complained because they're not wanking the elephants off. Marie Kelly is 2 weeks ago. Okay, first off, me and my family love to visit all different types of zoos. Elephants are my all-time favourite animal. We took our daughter to see the elephants, but I was mortified by the absolute lack of care and concern. This elephant had the largest erection I've ever seen. My daughter began asking me what that was, and she's only three. If the staff took care of these poor animals and relieved them regularly, then maybe my three-year-old wouldn't be asking about gigantic elephant erections. One star. She wants to wank off an elephant.
Is that part of a elephant keeper's job?
Surely? Well, it's to keep them happy, because they're like, where am I in fucking Croydon? I'm going to be in the Sahara.
What are they doing in the wild?
Shag.
Yeah, maybe. No, fuck
those. You shouldn't. I mean,
I can't believe you went to a zoo. I thought, as a vegan, I'm anti-zoo.
Well, it wasn't a zoo.
I'm the true vegan. That's true veganism.
All right.
What I'm doing.
Well, in my defence, it wasn't like a zoo, like that kind of zoo. It was a massive inner country park, like a one with donkeys and like big open plan fields.
Where is it?
Lee Valley Park.
Where is that?
Towards Essex from here, but yeah, it's like a more of a petting, it rescues place. But there's nothing in it. I won't go to London Zoo.
Have you ever been to one of those safari parks where the monkeys run all over your car?
Yeah,
have you?
Mate, I had the fucking maddest time there.
Oh, amazing! What do you feel like leaving the window open? Ah, getting a car full of monkeys. Ah.
Monkey
mayhem. I'd love that with a kid.
I had this really old car, this old Mazda that my dad had given me, right? It was like a hatchback, and the back bit was like all glass. It was this weird shitty car from the 90s. Anyway, the week before it, my girlfriend reversed it into a bollard, right? And smashed the back, and he couldn't get this part. I couldn't afford it, so I just like put cardboard on it. It was a big open window bit in the boot.
Playing with your monkeys.
Yeah, and we go to the fucking safari park, like four of us in there, and I taped it up with cardboard, thought it'd be fine, right? An idiot. Not chimpanzees, what are they there? They're like those ones with the pink arses or whatever.
Baboons.
They're like standard monkeys. Those ones that sucked off that bloke. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Then white grey ones. Anyway, they're all like Scouse monkeys because they live in fucking. They're all Scousers because they live in Knowsley. But anyway, so you see them, you're driving through the monkey bit and you see them like rustling through the bushes, like thundering towards you because it's fun for them. And they're up on your bonnet, and I had a battered old car, so I didn't care. And they're there, like one of them's having a wank on the bonnet, another one's having a shit, you know. They've got a great life. And then obviously they ripped the thing off the back and you could see these monkey arms coming in, like grabbing like the jack and stuff.
It must be.
And everyone in the back screaming.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If these safari parks are like a human chain of cars coming through, over the years, someone must run one over or freak out.
Well, there's loads of them, don't matter.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. They keep that under their, you know what I mean? They don't even advertise that. Do they? How many deaths there is?
I can't remember who it was who said it, because you know they nick a part of a car. Someone said they're nicking like enough parts to build their own car to escape.
Imagine they built a big monkey car.
That same day, right? We went into the lion bit, right? And
what, in the car?
Yeah, you go in the lions.
Oh, fuck, really?
Yeah, there's lions surrounding you, right? And there's lion cubs. So it was amazing. It was like, wow, lion cubs. You know, these beautiful little cubs walking right next to you in the window.
Wow.
And the mother was obviously feeling threatened by us because she had the babies. And she charged at my window, full pelt, stopped just before the window. I screamed. I've never been as scared in my life. Like, she could have knocked it through.
And then she just stopped.
And then she stopped. She just stopped and would let me know, like, fuck off. You know what I mean?
Right, like, Nala.
Yeah, one of the most exhilarating moments of my life.
Well, that is a mad lie to make up, man.
Oh, I've got witnesses. I went to see it on my birthday as well.
I just can't help saying it. Whenever you tell a story, I can't help. It's a Tourette. It's a fucking Tourette. Do you know how many people are diagnosing themselves with Tourette's now? If they've got Tourette's, I've got Tourette's. Tourette's now seems to be...
It's the new ADHD, isn't it?
It's the new ADHD. And it's like, oh, I didn't mean to say that. Yeah, I didn't... It's the new I didn't mean it.
Yeah, no. Yeah? I used ADHD for I didn't mean
it. Loaded
it
out.
Got mental illness. Not my fault. Bye.
Tell me, baby, have you been vabbing? Eyes off you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So we've got some extremely disturbing gay animal news.
Oh, I've got a bit of gay animal news.
Well, you sent me it. I'd already seen it, but you sent me it.
Sorry.
And it, no, don't be sorry.
I didn't know you was that ahead of the game with gay animal news.
Oh, mate, I've got like...
I got sent some freak animal porn and I sent it to you and that was it. That was the end of it.
Well, you know me, mate. First thing I do in the morning, searching for some gay animal news.
So go on, hit me.
So, a beloved 38-year-old manatee, Hugh... He's died.
38-year-old man.
Manatee. He's definitely a man in a suit.
A walrus kind of seal.
It's like a big sea elephant, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, why are they not called womanatees? Anyway, Hugh has died after high-intensity sex, which is a very descriptive term.
Well, that's the
with
phrase.
His brother, yeah. Buffet.
Whoa.
Buffet has fucking bummed Hugh to death.
He's a drag queen.
Imagine bumming your brother to death.
At high intensity.
That high intensity. Who's witnessed this?
Have you seen what them island boys are up to now these days?
No, go on.
You know what I'm saying? They're fucking snogging each other.
No.
My fucking life they are. It's mental.
I mean, that was the last thing they could do to get some more attention.
No, listen.
The star was falling.
They had the world at their feet.
They fucked it, though.
Yeah, but you can turn that into... Look at Ryland, yeah?
Ryland's naturally charismatic and interesting.
Ryland's a blinder, but what I'm saying is that you can turn that notoriety for being the one people know about. You can turn
silly. Guy.
They could have been, you know, but yeah, the island
boys... thick though, aren't they? Like, Ryland's a great presenter.
Yeah, Ryland's the best, but they are... Yeah, Ryland's the best. No, Ryland is the best.
He is.
They are genuinely
the best gay.
Getting hold of each other. Mental.
I mean, just to get on TikTok, yeah? Just to get likes.
Just so everyone knows who the island... Remember the island boy? I'm an island boy.
I need to check this out. I mean...
No, I swear.
That's where TikTok's going, though, isn't it? Like, if you're not getting enough likes, people will be fucking the dad on there soon.
That's why I want to make the thing about the fucking content.
Why don't you make it? Stop talking about it.
Yeah, because I know. Come on.
I believe in you. I'll invest.
No, but I'm telling you, there's a trend now of, like, girls, you know, like, waiting to become 18 years old, jumping on OnlyFans. They're obviously advertising it on TikTok, Instagram and this and that, but just about getting their knickers out, changing their knickers.
Entered a new ring of hell, haven't we?
Yeah, mate.
But anyway.
But what about UFOs?
No, hang on a minute. We've got to give respect to Hugh. We've got to finish the story.
It's
Hugh, the manatee, has been bummed to death by his brother. According to the aquarium, such behaviour has been documented in manatees in the managed care animal.
Hold on. The story is that Hugh has been bummed to death by his brother.
Yeah, Buffy.
So hold on. I think. Normally, we should be focusing on the bummer. Not you don't get like a normal one like humans. Like
you don't talk about Madeline McCann's bummer, you talk about her.
Because you don't know who he is.
It's Jerry, isn't it?
But if we know it, it's fucking Buffet.
Yeah, Buffet.
Should be Buffet bums to death his brother.
Buffet should be in manatee prison. I mean, Buffet, he's not in prison.
Buffet's got a good PR lawyer, I know that much.
It's true.
He's got away with that, hasn't he? He's just scuttled under the headline.
I bet Schofield has trained these manatees to do this, to continue to deflect the attention from him. They're not too meticulous, manatees, about who their partners are. That sounds like humans. They just have this kind of a sexual urge, and then they'll engage with activity with anyone who seems to be in the area. Anyway, Hugh and Buffet's fans, which we are, you know, paid tribute to Hugh, but not Buffet. And that's fair, I think. So sorry about the loss of Hugh. I hope Buffet will be okay as a loner for now. Fuck Buffet. He just bummed his brother to death.
Wild animals, right? Or in a zoo.
They're in a, like a sea life centre.
Well.
Aquarium. Right, but like, they do it in the wild.
Like I said, I'm anti-zoos, and there's not a lot else to do, you know?
Yeah, but you could think of something better to do than bum your brother to death. Anyway, rest in peace, Hugh. Buffet, get to prison.
If you're going to bum him, you might as well bum him to death, because otherwise you've got to look at him. Sorry about that.
Yeah, he's going to be like, Buffet, why'd you do that?
Today.
No. Oh, no. Do you want any of the... This is really dark. Buffet was a lot larger, and he caused a 14.5-centimetre rip in Hugh's colon.
And now we're getting a bit...
There you go, right, I'm done with that, sorry.
A bit CSI.
Sorry about that, everyone, I hope you don't make it sound.
Football season's coming up. Mm. I'm very excited.
Kick it, in the net.
Man, yeah, oh, the game. Beautiful
game.
Just wanted to say thank God for the football season. It saves a lot of people.
It gives men something to do.
Gives you an escape, yeah.
It does, yeah.
It was a fucking game.
Working class ballet, wasn't it, one day, and now it's fucking prawn sandwich Tory woman game.
Oh, God.
Bloody...
Don't start me. Do you know what? See that Brazil goal?
Yeah, it was good.
I'm real. What?
Yeah, but the defending was utter shit.
The defending is the pattern of play.
No, it was fantastic.
Yeah.
They're Brazilian, though.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not a man-woman thing. That's just being Brazilian. Just the way they... What a goal.
Liquid football.
If you haven't seen it, it is liquid football. Check it out
poetry.
On the tube.
Poetry on the pitch.
And what a goal.
I mean, yeah, it was.
Fair play to him, but, you know.
Barney, friend of the podcast, his girlfriend Bianca, she is a Brazilian, and she plays football a lot, and they've just got it in their bones. She scores numerous goals a week.
Oh, that's horrendous for Barney, man.
No, because...
I couldn't live with that.
She's not... I don't know why she's not been on FPG.
It's probably as I've seen him lose to a girl.
That was Haddo, my mate.
Well, I'm pretty sure he let him in. Like, it was a bit, it all looked a bit flirty.
Moving on. Do you want patrons' questions?
Moving on. I might do M people later, because I'm not doing Sinead O'Connor after what you told me earlier. Foul mouth.
Just because you wanted her to be the sweet little innocent angel. Well, you need to stop idealising women and realise that they're human beings.
There's nothing wrong with that. All I ever saw in her was beauty and grace, and in the moment, in the space of 60 seconds, you've read out four different tweets from Sinead O'Connor that have shattered that.
Well, I apologise.
She sounds like the type of woman who would have had a shit in Brick Lane Street.
And I would have let her. Right, first question. Yeah. How did you two meet?
Oh, God, let's sound like we're a couple on this podcast.
Yeah, we only met when we came in here. We got chatting on the internet and realised we didn't like... on Instagram. We realised we could do something together, maybe, and we met up in here. Yeah, and that was it. And then
that was it. It's been a creative process. It's fluid. At any point, it could just erupt.
It was love at first sight. I tried to cuddle him. He had a panic attack.
Now, basically, if you listen back, he spent the first 9 episodes kind of like flirting with me, and he's lucky that I came back every week for it. And then he kind of stopped, and it's been great ever since.
Well, I've been editing an old podcast we recorded 6 months ago with Jack and the Bounce Talk, and we're fucking shit on it. It's a nightmare to edit.
I bet.
We were all just like gacked up and being dicks in here, though.
Yeah, but now we're just fluid motion. It's just poetry, isn't it?
Lizzie, our token female.
Apart from Christy McSweed.
Yeah. What's the worst haircut you've ever had?
Good, great question.
Yeah.
Not the worst one I've ever had, but I've got a little bastard in Brazil. I was in Sao Paulo. Mm. And I decided I needed a cut, and I got given like a Brazilian French crop.
Is a Brazilian not work a vagina wax?
It's kind of like spiky at the front, like a little skunk. A bit like how a woman who became a man would have their hair cut, if you could imagine.
A trans man.
Yeah, like a trans man's haircut, like spiky at the front. Imagine you've always wanted to be a man's haircut, and you kind of idolised having spiky hair.
Yeah. I used to have that when I was a kid, like proper spiky hair.
Mate, spiky.
Wet look gel.
Bullshit look.
The worst one I had, probably the one I've got now, to be fair. No, the day before a school photo, when I was about 9, I didn't know it was the day before a school photo because I didn't know anything, but I got my dad's electric razor and I went up the middle of my hair. So I've just got like a big sort of rectangular hole at the front of my head. And then instead of my parents just shaving it all off, I think then you weren't allowed a skinhead to school because it like you associated you with the racists.
I got emacked.
Really?
Yeah, I got emacked.
Were you allowed in school?
By my big bully mate, Alex Wires.
I've heard about him before.
I was knocked out, yeah.
On your head?
Exactly, yeah.
That's really
like
mean.
A cat who had an operation, yeah.
Were you allowed at school?
Yeah, I had to shave my head. I was skinhead.
Well, see, there's a kid who was a couple of years older than me called Paul Crook, and he was notorious in our village. He lived next door to me. Very funny man, but terrifying. Like, you know, like a proper hard kid, still one of the hardest people in the world. He's lovely and funny if you're on his right side. Anyway, he shaved his head. My school wouldn't let you in school if you had a skinhead. You weren't allowed one.
No, sure.
Right, yeah, so he got suspended. So he came around to our house, and my nana had given us like a dressing up box, and we had a Beatles wig in it. So he put it on. He was like, right, I'll go to school in this. So he went to school every day for like a week in a Beatles wig, and they couldn't do anything. He's like, I've got hair now, fuck off.
Reverse cowboy.
Does this Barry, great question. What do you both think of the UFO disclosure discussed in Congress this week?
Well, I think this. We've reached a point with graphics and editing, and basically you can't believe deep fakes and all that. You can't believe anything unless you've seen it with your own eyes. So I think
you touched it with your own dick.
So it's a bit of a coincidence now that all these footages are coming out that look so real with all these UFOs. I saw one yesterday, the aliens have contacted and wrote a letter, and the bloke was reading the letter out.
Hello, and he was, I'm alien.
At one point, the letter started, it said the exact words were something like, "You mean to tell me, blah, 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 da, da, da." He carried on reading it out. And I said, hold on. What's the alien? Is that advanced that he's using like is language, that? Like, "You mean to tell me"?
Oh, my God, stop it, right?
Yeah, exactly. So you turned around and you said to, you know, come on. They're like, mate, I'm shit scared of aliens. But I'm a karma believer. I know if there's any form of judgment, I'm spared. I'm good.
Yeah, there's not, though. It's just an animal.
I don't know.
It'd be nice, yeah.
I don't actually believe I'm from this planet anyway. I've told you this before.
Well, that's what... That's a common thing for people with a large ego.
Well...
I used to have it as well.
You know, sue me.
But I
don't see how no one else sees the world the way I do. And that's genuine.
Well... You're a very unique person, I'll give you that. But it doesn't mean you're from a different planet.
Fully autistic.
You are a bit. Right. But the thing that makes me interested in the whole phenomenon, this is the first time that it's been spoken about in Congress, an oath, which is amazing, amazing thing. You know, and this, they're saying, well, give us details. And he said, well, I can't, but I'll do it in private straight after. I'll tell you the names.
Well, they're saying there's a clock. They're saying they've got us on a clock and it ends at the end of this year and we need to resolve some shit with the aliens or they're going to...
Who says that?
I saw that yesterday.
Find that on your phone.
My algorithm is pure...
Find that on your phone.
I'm a TikTok ex. Well, I think
this is all controlled, this disclosure. There's no way they would let this happen if they didn't want it to, the US government. There's just not, right? They'd have this guy shot last week. They just would. They'd do this. So there's a reason they're slowly disclosing things. Maybe it's a threat from the aliens. Maybe it's distraction. I just think we don't know what's going on. But it is a very interesting time. Now, this is in the Jerusalem Post. He's passing me. Aliens will take over all governments in May 2023. TikTok time traveller, Ari Yovany.
May 2023?
Yeah, that's...
It didn't
do it, yeah.
Oh, well, fuck.
So, I mean, the TikTok time traveller is not the most reputable source. But the most interesting thing for me is that no one gives a fuck. The apathy of people... 10 years ago, before we were all completely melted by TikTok...
We're all so wrapped up our own asses. Even if aliens landed, we'd just be...
We'd be like, whatever, I'm going back to TikTok.
Yeah, exactly, make a TikTok about it.
And that apathy is what the US government or aliens is going to use against us. Because that's how they already control us, isn't it? But yeah, it's very interesting times. And what we're going to do about it? Nothing, because there's nothing we can do.
Well, I'm just going to greet them and say, I am with you, I am one of you, I've been here for ages.
And they'll go, no, you're not, little earthling rat, and vaporise you.
Listen, I'm not hostile. Everyone else will be running. I'll just be like that one facing the tsunami.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I would rather join them than these cunts.
Just imagine for a second if they did take it, they said, listen, you come with your family. There's a few families. And they just hand-picked the cream of the crop and they took you to this. You know what I mean? Imagine that.
Imagine that. You'd be like, yeah, they picked us. Oh, darling, they picked us. Baby. No, but then you get on there and then they just put you in a bumming cage and bum you all day for the rest of your life. Jack Bucky, this says, seeing as all your fan base are half your age, that's a bit of a dig, probably true. What advice would you give to someone in their 20s? And then a couple of people commented, is this a true fact? I know at least two shaggers are over 40. Speak for yourself, young gun, says Marmath. So there is a few older
cunts. No, he's got it wrong. No one's 20.
What advice would you give to someone in their 20s?
Oh, wow. Great question. I don't know. There's two. I'll think about that.
I'd just say, you're never going to feel better than you do now. You're never going to feel as strong, and you're never going to look as good as you do now, right? In my 20s, and most people I know, were plagued with insecurities and anxiety, and it's a cliche, but youth is wasted on the young. So I'd just say, let go of stuff, realise your privilege of being young and just enjoy yourself. Get out there, do whatever you want, explore, do things, and don't worry too much about the future, because you can sort shit out in your 30s. People spend the whole 20s worrying, like planning, you know, going to the gym every day to look the best. Like, just go out and enjoy yourself.
I would probably just like find my local 80-year-old and quickly ask them and just repeat it, because I just feel underqualified. I'm still figuring it out. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a bit like, if we're older, it's a bit like, let's say we're doing it and we're both 70.
Yeah.
And the question is, what would you tell someone in their 40s?
Yeah, yeah.
I just don't know.
But that's a wise point, because in your 20s, you weren't appreciating the moment. And in our 40s, we're not appreciating the moment. Be in the moment.
Yeah.
As hard as it is.
With your kids. That's it.
Get off TikTok.
Oh, get off your phone.
Yeah, get off your phone. I mean, I know it's boring and cliche, but since I've not got social media, there has been a part of my brain that has opened up. I've got patience for stuff. I'm not as anxious.
That's good.
And then
I would tell him to get on my Patreon, to jump on that.
Yeah, I'd say that's probably the best thing you can do.
Yeah, I mean, that'll keep you happy for a bit.
Yeah, but yeah, honestly, that was boring advice.
But it was good. It was from the heart, mate. But I don't know. I have no idea.
No, I don't really. I mean,
just be respectful.
Just have fun and just be, try and be nice, yeah.
Just do what you fucking want, mate. I can't give a shit.
Adam Reeves. Can you do a day in each other's lives episode to see how you both get on in each other's worlds? So All Right Fans wears Vom's clobber and goes rollerblading around a graveyard. Vom wears All Right Fans leather jacket and goes to Britain's first march. Document the outcomes. Cheered. I think that's a great idea, to be honest.
It is a great idea. Show me the money.
And we'll do that next week, Adam. Show us your £1 a month.
What do you do every day? You know what I do.
What do I do every day?
Yeah.
Do you want to know what I did yesterday? No.
Yeah, that's just what you did. I had my kids a weekend, man. It was long, but that's what I will say. Yeah, enjoy the moment, because
when you get kids, you won't.
No. At no point yesterday did I think, what I'm saying is, I'm aware. I know you're anti Jordan Peterson, yeah, but I saw a quote. It was like a minute long.
I think he's dead funny.
No, he made a great point, and it was about those golden years between when your kids are 0 and 4. You'll never get that innocence back. And I was sitting there thinking about it last night. I was thinking, shit, my daughter's 3 and a half. That's nearly gone. Do you know what I mean? But I do enjoy every minute of it, of that. So if you're lucky enough to have kids, it's gone well deep now because of him.
No, it's nice though.
No, but if you're lucky enough to have kids, just enjoy every moment with them, because, you know, you just will anyway.
To summarise our thoughts, I think we both haven't lived in the moment enough, and we haven't appreciated the moment enough, and nobody does. We all struggle to as a species, and I know it's very common to say that to someone. Live in the moment, enjoy what you got now. Don't go, I wish I had this, wish I had that, because ultimately you're always in a cycle of focusing on the worst bits.
The only way to get the true answer is to ask someone who's on their deathbed. So there's no point asking us, because we don't know. But at that moment when you're there dying, and you're going to be able to concentrate it all down into one last message, you need to go and find some dying people, man.
Yeah, that's why I hang around with old people.
My heart. It was a clip of an old man. It was like a 90-year-old man and an 88-year-old man or whatever, and one of them was dying on the bed and the other one was saying goodbye to him. You know, like two brothers saying goodbye. It fucking choked me, mate.
My friend James, one of my best friends, the guy who was in Canada.
Is he 90?
You know, but he had an old mate who was called Peter. He's telling me about him. And he was from Preston originally, but he lived over in Vancouver. And so they became friends. He was like this really lovely old bloke in the pub. And he said that he came back to Preston for like the last time when he was like 89 or something, this Peter bloke. And he went to his brother, he'd not seen for years. And he said he was at Preston train station saying goodbye. And he said his brother looked at him, he said, I guess this is the last time, Peter.
Because
he was going back to Vancouver. And that, like, it's so poignant and so...
Well, that's heartbreaking.
Yeah, and then they said, yeah, I guess it's the last time. Goodbye, my brother. You know, and then he is dead now. And it's hell. Like,
I sent a shiver through my spine.
That is beautiful. Because I think I would be too cowardly to say that. I'll speak to you next week.
Yeah, but that's actually, what most people do.
Yeah.
To be honest, he's captured it there, isn't he?
Yeah, what's that moment? It's like a moment from a film.
That's the kind of shit these two old blokes were saying to each other.
Well, that's reminding me of it.
Fucking doing me now, even thinking about it.
That's beautiful, mate.
That's what you need to be asking old Peter.
Well, and you know what? Time, again, another cliche, but time goes faster the older you get, because when you're 10, you've had, say, how many days have you had when you're 10? Yeah. You've had like 3,650 days, right? So every memory is split between those, that amount. The more hours you've spent alive, like every hour is a minute little thing. So, you know, it's all related to how many hours you've already been alive. So time does speed up in your brain.
Yeah.
So it's going to only get faster. I know now at this age, it's gotten really fast in the last 10 years. Yeah. And it's going to go, before we know it, you'll be 60.
What I'll say to that 20-year-old is, you've got golden shagging years ahead of you, dude. Until you're 35, do your damage.
Not damage. Let's be nice. Let's say do some lovely love making.
Do you know what I mean?
Get out of your system.
Don't do what I did, which was go from relationship to relationship to relationship. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Don't do that.
Chuck it as many places as you can go.
Yeah.
And
go to America.
But be respectful.
Go to America, go to Thailand, go to wherever you can travel to before they ban flying, which they are going to do because of UFOs and climate change.
No, the UFOs are going to be setting up their own airline. They'll be like, we will get you to Thailand in 1 minute.
I believe that they will come and take me home.
I hope they do. How are we going to do the podcast? Have they got Zoom up there?
Mate, the technology they've got up there is going to be unbelievable, isn't it?
I mean, we're not going to be able to comprehend it. It's going to be too much.
Reverse cowboy.
So the moment we've all been waiting for, the povos out there who do not subscribe. Honestly, we're getting sick to death of you lot.
So basically, is this a Tramps edition?
Yeah.
Right. If you're not listening, if you've missed the first half, so the first half of this story is on the Patreon. But basically, there's an enigmatic kind of stalker figurine called John Donne.
Not his real name.
Not his real name. Who gave us the first half as a sensational story. Right, and here's the second half.
Yeah, and he sent us the second half now. And
all cloak and dagger, he sent a file and an email.
Here we go. That.
And then we've opened the email and this is what we've got. So basically, we've been John Rolled. We've been John Jacked.
That's it.
John.
He's a prankster. He's an OG prankster and he's pulling our chain.
He told us the greatest story of all time and then he left us on a cliffhanger. It was like when Jim had a heart attack on Neighbours. And then we didn't know if he died or not. He did die. Rest in peace, Jim. But, you know, it was that. And yeah, John Donne, we know your real name because your email's from your real account. Don't let us fucking dox you. Tell us the story.
Yeah, we want to know the story, John.
Yeah, what happened? Who was this woman? Mm. And anyone who isn't on the Patreon and didn't listen, we're going to do a 7-day free trial. So then you will get to listen to maybe 10 or 15, I don't know, episodes.
Fill your boots.
Of all the past episodes that... For free for 7 days. Like, you will hear the full lowdown on our lives.
Where else are you getting all that for about €4? You're not.
Look at falsies on here.
Holiday, man. I want to hear some of that shit in action.
Oh, I want a holiday. Although, like we said, you never really enjoy them anymore.
Do you know what? I was... I've been there before and I've always been against it. But I was looking at Dubai last night. Thinking,
no.
Yeah, honestly, I was.
Horrible.
I know, but just for one of them where you fly a hotel, never leave hotel, come back.
It's like we're going Westfield.
Oh, I'll tell you what, that is hell on earth. Westfield, Stratford. Stratford, Westfield.
Honestly.
Well, that's nice enough. All them TikTokers outside, have you seen them?
No.
Busy in the boys.
I had an actual panic attack in there a bit ago.
Yeah, I'm not surprised.
I went in there and I was in some shops and I was like, I've got to go and sit down. I don't know if you've had panic attacks, but all of a sudden you don't feel like you're in your body. You're like really like elevated out because you're just so... Your anxiety levels hit such a peak that you don't feel like you're in control of yourself anymore. It's horrible. And I was just like, I am in the worst place ever and I don't know what's going on and I'm scared. So I just like went and sat outside and calmed down eventually. But it was fucking horrible. Yeah, and that's just...
Where'd you get them? Like when you're not getting enough attention?
When I'm not TikToking and, you know, but yeah, no.
I've never had one. I've blacked out.
Right. What from? Just...
No, it's happened twice. And of all the world, imagine the globe, yeah?
Yeah,
and you're
quite
just
big.
A little dot on the globe.
Mm.
And you're watching your life in fast forward and you just, this little dot just moves around London or wherever you're from, Grimsdale. And then...
Prince School.
And then when you start going to school, it goes a little boom, boom, boom. And then over your life, it might go to America for a bit and then come back to wherever, you know?
Yeah.
So all that time you're alive, I've blacked out twice, same place on Earth.
Bermuda Triangle.
No, Blackheath Village.
Blackout Village.
By the train station in the same little place.
That's weird.
Both times.
What, you passed out in the street, fainted?
Both times, yeah. I've had to sit on this, like, more or less the same little patch of land.
Oh.
Weird, isn't it? It's like a magnetic field.
Yeah, I mean, that's proof that there's,
mental, isn't it?
There's aliens, if anything else.
Well, yeah, it's just like, what is happening to me when I go past that little... by the train station, round that corner there.
If you were an alien, though, I bet Greenwich, would you go there? Because it's like where time began. It's where there's some big, beautiful buildings. Mm. You'd be like, you know, you can whiz between the cable cars.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you can do a little shit on the dome.
Yeah, well, it's very maritime, isn't it?
Yeah. Reverse cowboy. Have you heard about the morbidly obese pig in Manchester, the Manx pig?
How big?
Morbidly obese pig was fed junk food, biscuits and Coca-Cola for 7 years, has been rescued from a one-bed flat in Manchester.
Oh, wow.
Portia was 26 stone, three times a healthy weight for a pig. She could barely move when she was taken in by Whitegate Animal Sanctuary in the Wirral.
It's quite ironic. I mean, that could just be a human, couldn't it? It's exactly the same.
Take
the pig out of that story, it could be a woman.
Yeah, but she'd just be carrying on.
Yeah, just being a fat pig.
Maybe the pig was all right with it.
It's like satirical.
They'd found her living as a house pig in the apartment with a small area of outside space and a plastic dog bed. The thing is, about 5 years ago, there was like a fashion for micro pigs, wasn't there? So people were buying these piglets going, oh my God, it's a micro pig. I'm going to have a piglet forever as a pet. And then they all just got mugged off and got sold real pigs.
All that pig is missing to have a successful life and earn a fortune. This is how fucked society.
TikTok account.
Yeah, if it knew, all it needed to do was log into an OnlyFans and lie there on a mattress with his legs open.
Mm.
And that thing would...
shit itself.
Yeah, that thing would earn a fortune.
Laura Whelan, founder of the sanctuary, is shocked by Portia's condition. It was horrendous. I'd never seen an animal that fat. She could barely walk. She was utterly depressed. It's very me. She's a very clever pig. Well, not that clever if she's just going to fucking sit there and eat McDonald's all day in Withington. Yeah, so anyway, now she's lost more than 16 stone thanks to a better diet, and she's living on the Wirral.
Tell you the nice...
fucking boss meat.
Pigs are nice animals, actually, but goats are lovely.
Goats are wankers, mate. They've got attitude problems.
Do you know what? I was feeling all
goaty,
kind of spicy the other day, and I ordered some, it's disgusting, some goat.
Caribbean?
Yeah.
Caribbean food's delicious, isn't it, though?
Well, it's meant to be, yeah, but this was fucking horrible.
But it looks a bit stringy.
Yeah, it's just...
I love like a Caribbean veg curry, and rice and peas is good.
I love Caribbean people.
I mean, yeah, I love them. Like,
do you know what I mean?
Love them lot. Great music. I love the Gange.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I love the fashion.
Always like reggaeton.
I love, you know, yeah, I love Bob Marley.
What is reggaeton?
I don't know. Ask a black fella.
Exactly.
Ask me what folk music is.
It's none of my business at all, and I get that.
What is it?
But I've got so many questions about black people's hair.
You're obsessed.
No, have I mentioned this before?
You always go on about what haircut would you have if you were black?
So I've changed. I would now have Jerry curls.
What's Jerry curls?
You know, like that kind of shiny Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
That era kind of high maintenance kind of shiny gear.
Like,
Peter, kind of.
Yeah, what's he called? He goes...
Coming in America.
No, the guy who did, he did... Can't touch this, the original version. Rick James. Wait, remember Rick James?
It was an original version of...
No, yeah, it sampled it, didn't he?
Did he?
Rick James was the guy who... He had that exact hair. He's the one who says, cocaine, one hell of a drug.
Yeah, anyway, Jerry curls. But before that, it always...
Super Freak.
It used to be short dreads, like high-length dreads. But what would you have then?
I think I'd copy you and have Jerry curls.
Yeah.
Is it like this? Like that?
The Jerry curl. Wow.
And him there. You must know him.
Yeah, not really like that.
He had really shiny, weird, long locks.
Oh, sure.
Jerry McCann curls. Did I tell you about the time I saw Jerry McCann in Euston Station?
No, did you really?
Yeah, and he was waiting for a train, and I'd never approached famous people, but I really wanted a selfie with him. Oh, yeah, they're lovely.
Yeah.
That looks like Rick when he's had a little haircut, actually. But yeah, Rick James, he did this song, which you will recognise. I mean, both songs are bangers.
Yeah,
this is the original. But you know, yeah, Hammer just sampled it. But, you know, shout out MC Hammer, great pants.
What about my track that I fucking made?
Oh, I've still not fixed it for you, but I will do.
Oh, mate.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I'm just fucking unbelievable.
Again, Povos, you won't know what that is, and we're not going to tell you. We're not going to tell you.
Basically,
off.
I made a track, and it is actually genius.
Yeah, it's probably one of the best things since, like, Bohemian Rhapsody. And you're not going to hear it unless you sign up for the 7-day free trial.
There you go.
That's just the way it is because you're a loser. Anyway, shout out to that pig who's lost loads of weight. Reverse cowboy. Have you seen Ricky Lambert on Twitter?
Yeah, he's lost it. He's part of that crew, isn't he?
Ricky Lambert's joined the Letitier group of like nutcases who are, you know,
CBD eaters.
Yeah, and he's Ricky Lambert, the ex-footballer. He's lots of these people on Twitter. Twitter's now called X, isn't it? Mm. They're putting this round yellow circle as their profile photo, and it says, "I withdraw my consent to be governed by any corrupt, compromised, belligerent, criminal parliament or government. I will not comply." I don't think that's how it works, Ricky. I don't think you can just say that and then you don't have a government. Yeah, you still have to abide by the laws of the country. But he's like reading it out, and
O'Connor was one of them, though, wasn't she?
Not really. And he said, I don't think so.
She was an early adopter. She was saying it years ago.
He says belligerent. They don't got school footballers, though, do they, to be fair? They just play football.
Yeah.
So, you know, fair play to them.
Just play ball.
Yeah. What about the great tit scandal of Thailand? The nipple scandal.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, we've not spoke about that yet.
No, we might have done, but go on, let's talk about it.
Well, why don't you just read that bitch out?
So, this has gone viral. A boy at work has gone on the phone to his girlfriend and he's pissed himself laughing. They've all said, what's happened? So his bird sister went over to Thailand for a boob job. She got them done. She flew home a week or two later, all bandaged up. So when she gets home, she goes to the big reveal, reveals her new boobs, takes the bandages off, and she's got no nipples. They've stolen her nipples. If it's true, it's funny, but it's not funny as well. It's really insane. She's phoning him up, absolutely devastated. So her dad, like, is livid, goes over to Thailand looking for him to get hold of them.
For her nipples.
He gets there and the shop's all closed up. So he goes to file a complaint with the police and said there's nothing they can do about it because it happens all the time because there's a black market for nipples for ladyboys going through the sex change.
Which is brilliant.
I mean, that's a great lie, if not, but. Then
so the next time you're sucking,
men have nipples though.
Nipples could belong to someone else.
Is it because female nipples are generally a bit bigger than boys' nipples? I think it might be.
Of course it is. Yeah, and then they've got that bigger bit in the middle, like for sucking. Man has a fucking.
Is that because it's been stretched by a tit though? Probably not.
I don't know, but imagine if one of your mates his top off.
That happened at my school in PE.
He didn't have tits, but he just had the nipple.
Oh, you know, the like sticky out bit.
Yeah, like a little finger.
The teeth.
Oh, that would be hilarious.
No, I had a mate at school, I'm not going to name him. And we were getting changed in PE, and I was like, what's that? And he had like, they were like Iceland uncooked burgers, his nipples, like raw burgers. They're massive. Yeah, I was like, oh man, I felt so sorry for him. And he's like, what? What's wrong? Not what? You're like, mate, you've got fucking touching bagels. Honestly.
Like a hob.
Yeah, frozen burgers. I was like, Jesus Christ, man. Like half of his chest.
Poor fucker, man.
I know, yeah. Like,
that's why I watch that Naked Attraction, just because some of the shit you see on there.
Why would you go on that if you had, like, something weird?
It's a bit like a Bono thing. Every 10 seconds you clap your fingers and there's a podcast somewhere talking about Naked Attraction, because it is, yeah.
It's fascinating, isn't it?
Yeah, it's blinding.
Fucking hell.
Why would you go on it?
Reverse Cowboy.
There's this bloke, and he lived in the jungle for 41 years. He's called Ho Van Lang, and he's lived 41 years after fleeing the horrors of the Vietnam War. I was reading about him the other day. He learned how to fend for himself, building shelters, eating forest creatures, whatever they are, living off the wilderness. He lived there with his dad. He moved there with his baby, and he had no idea that women existed. Mm. And he's just come back. Imagine the size of his balls.
Imagine his riz.
I bet him and his brother and his dad were fucking human buffeting each other.
Yeah, I mean,
you got to be, aren't you?
What about him who went on the paddleboard with his dog?
Who's that?
Didn't you see that Australian? He's like survived for like 5 weeks at sea.
No. Went out on the petty bee with a doggo.
Went out for a fucking paddle and fucking never came back, bro. He survived on rainwater and fish.
What, is he back?
Back. Full castaway experience.
Wow, I mean, amazing.
And the dog survived with him.
You get to a point where you'd be like, sorry, fucking, Frodo, I'm going to eat you. Yeah, wow.
Could you do it? Could you really strangle the dog and then just tear into it?
Nah, I'd rather die than eat my dog.
Yeah, exactly.
I'd rather die than eat my dog.
You end up throwing it away and thinking, fucking hell.
I don't even have a dog.
I wish I never killed the dog.
Well, when you get back, you'd be like, I love that dog and I ate it.
Go to eat it and think, oh, nah, fuck that.
And you get back and you'd be like, you'd be walking down the street looking at, like, cockapoos going, I bet you'd be good on the barbecue.
Bet you'd be good in bed.
Right, it's karaoke time. So you're not doing Sinead O'Connor because she was a real life person and not your figment of your imagination.
Disgusting, abusive tweets, man. I thought she was an angel.
Oh, she is an angel. Rest in peace, Sinead. Bless you.
Rest in peace, but I'm looking at. Yeah.
What song are you going to do?
I don't know. You're going first. I like closing the show.
Yeah, well, you're the heartbreaker. You've really undermined me because my whole thing, the last remnants of my ego were built on the fact that I used to be a rock star, and you just swooped in here in this podcast. And every week I was like, oh my God, all right, fans, version made me cry. No. You've just ruined me.
Yeah.
You'd be like, I didn't even train for this, mate. But I needed it. I needed it.
I humbled you.
You did. You've got rid of the last bits of my ego, and I thank you for that.
No worries.
Right, here we go. So I don't think I've done this one before. This was a request from someone a while ago, and I have done a song by this band. So, you know, here we go. It's an all-time dad classic. Every dad in the land. And the minute you become a dad, you like this even more. But I just want to say as well, the use of the word faggot in this is not acceptable anymore, but...
Change it to maggot.
He's doing it in an ironic sense. He's doing it as character of a horrible person. So I think that's all right, okay?
Just change it to maggot.
I'll change it to maggot, but I just want to say, because I support you gays, apart from you, Buffet, you brother bumming bastard. Yeah.
Someone right now is listening to this in the Isle of Man TT. Yeah.
Take the kids, I don't care. Here we go. Now look at them yo-yos. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Your money for nothing and your chicks for free. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you, those guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb. We gotta shift some microwave ovens. Custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs. I see the little maggot with the earring and the makeup. Yeah, buddy, that's his own hair. That little maggot got his own jet plane. That little maggot, he's a millionaire. We got to install microwave ovens, custom kitchen deliveries. We got to move these refrigerators. We got to move these color TVs.
Don't care if you're taking the house, Sandra. I have got my freedom and a ponytail. And I pierce my nipple.
And a podcast.
And a podcast.
I'm focusing on the podcast now. I'm just looking at everything.
We got to move these refrigerators.
I've got to go.
I should have learned to play the guitar. Should have learned to play them drums. Look at that, mama. She's sticking in the cameraman. Well, baby, we could have some fun. He's up there. Hawaiian noises are banging on the bongos like a chimpanzee.
Why are you offending
mine? That's the way you do it. Get your money for nothing and your chicks for free. We got to install microwave ovens, a custom kitchen delivery. We got to move these refrigerators.
Fuck off, Sandra.
Move these color TVs.
They're not your children. They'll never be your children. I'm still their dad, and I always watch the football with them, Mike. I don't care.
I've got a Toyota MR2, a ponytail, and a premium subscription to Pure Gym.
And a podcast.
And a podcast with my mate that no one listens to. Right, that'll do.
One thing that strikes me, in the 80s, they had to come around to install a microwave. Like, you know, just plug it in, mate.
Yeah.
What, installing?
Big old units, though, aren't they?
Yeah. Right, now he's going to break everyone's heart. Well done. Thank you, mate. Ruin my career.
Well, I was going to do Sinead O'Connor.
Just do it, man. I love that song. And you'll nail it. You'll break. I'm going to cry. You're going to do a tear, or I will. No, just do it.
I'm going to do.
Do it for the fans. Do it for me.
No, I'm not doing it for now. No, I'm definitely not doing it. That's weird. I'm going to do.
This man.
That was episode. I'm not
whatever.
Sure. But yeah, anyway. There was a time.
There was a time.
I was everything. And nothing all in one. But when you found me, I was feeling like a cloud across the sun.
Poor lad.
I need to tell you how you light up every second of the day.
Of the day,
yeah. But in the moonlight, you just shine like a beacon on the bay. And I can't explain, but it's something about the way you look tonight.
Oh, heartbreaking.
Takes my breath away. It's the feeling I get about you deep inside.
Dirty bastard.
And I can't describe. But it's something about the way you look tonight.
Oh, fucked it. Right, that'll do, man. That'll do. It's beautiful. Thanks a lot for listening, everyone. We'll see you next week. Yeah, we'll see you next. Yeah, sign up for the 7-day free trial, you motherfuckers. Yeah, yeah, bye bye.
Reverse Cowboy.
Pretty, please like and subscribe. We love you, Shaggers. Kiss, kiss.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Your personal info, like addresses, phone numbers, and more, are collected and sold by data brokers. But Aura steps in, scanning the web, sending you alerts, and requesting your info be removed. Get Aura's full toolkit, including credit and transaction monitoring, a password manager, VPN, and more. Get a 14-day free trial at aura.com/safety. That's aura.com/safety.